On 4RO, we're going to keep an eye on the Big Bash season ahead of us. Tom's going to join us to give his previews and his predictions and reflect on some of the games in the Big Bash. Tom, looking forward to the Big Bash?
Absolutely. It's if it's not the best T20 comp in the world, it's certainly close to it. The only other rival it really would have is the IPL. But as far as closeness goes, it's certainly up there.
All right, well, we'll get into that in a moment. Just first of all, let's reflect on the test series because we're interestingly poised at one test all.
Yeah, we are. What fantastic test cricket we've had so far.
It's been great to watch.
And Robert Craddock said this the other day, that he felt that this has been the best 10 days of cricket in Australia in decades.
Yep.
And I agree with him.
Absolutely, 100,000%.
It's exactly what Australia in particular needed going into this summer. And the contest has been so close. It's been just fascinating to watch. Every session is vital to win. And Australia were... by far the better team in the second game, really, to get the job done, winning convincingly in the end by about 150-odd, and which is a significant margin.
And there's some of that good old-fashioned rivalry now in Test cricket in this particular series, so going into the Boxing Day Test, just can't wait.
Oh, it's outstanding, you know, and I think that the broadcast needs to be commended here, which really lets us into the minds of some of the players at times. You know, the little spats between Payne and Kohli, I find that just fascinating. And Nothing's crossed the line. It's all been fantastic and just good, tough cricket.
Yep. Not looking forward to the Boxing Day Test. Now, it certainly is interesting with the Big Bash now because, as you said, I mean, there's a week off this Test series. Big Bash sort of takes the centre stage. And I guess... as unfortunate as it may be, with our domestic cricket competition in the four-day versions and the one-day versions really going off the boil and not attracting that much interest, the Big Bash is the chance for some of those state players to really make a name for themselves.
Yeah, for sure. And in particular, the young players coming through, they get a chance to come through and play for their state teams, or well, city teams anyway. Yeah. And also, there was conversation earlier in the year of, every team, of course, gets two international players and bumping that up to three. In the IPL, they have four international players per team. So I like that it stayed at two because, in the end, that gives Australians a chance to push through and produce more talent from our own country. So I like that it stayed at two and it gives young blokes everywhere a chance to, make it into the proper state team.
Absolutely. So... how do you think this Big Bash season is going to go? I know you've got a ladder prediction there.
I do have a rough one. It's always tough with the test spots around the same time as well, test players being out as well. I do think that the big one... initially going into the start of the season, I was very high on the Scorchers. Whether you love them or hate them, the Marsh brothers are a significant loss, especially in the Big Bash, where Sean Marsh has led their run scoring three out of the last 4 years. So his loss will be invaluable to that team, and also Mitch, both bats and bowls as well.
Well, it depends how long they stay in the test team, doesn't it?
Well, that's right.
The Scorchers are the favourites in the competition going into the competition as far as dollar terms, paying $5. I mean, let's face it, they're the team to beat, aren't they?
Well, they are. They definitely are. I think that the losses from the test team, as well as Justin Langer's loss, I think he, it's undoubtedly how much he's changed Western Australian cricket since the time he's got in there. I think that's a massive loss as well. And I don't doubt that Adam Voges will do a good job, but whether or not he's got he certainly doesn't have the same amount of experience as Justin Langer. But it'll be interesting to see there. I don't have them making the top four, which it'll come down to a game, you know, or run differential.
Sure.
But I don't have them in my top four going into
the... So give us your top four.
So number one, I've got the Stars.
Yep.
Stars. Dwayne Bravo, big addition to that team going over from the Renegades, as well as they re-sign Marcus Stoinis as well, and then you've got the likes of Glenn Maxwell in that team as well. So they really went through a bit of a player overhaul over the past 2 years, getting rid of the likes of Kevin Peterson and Luke Wright from their overseas players, and I do think they are. If they're weak anywhere, it's in the bowling. But I think Dwayne Bravo adds so much, particularly at the death, that he'll strengthen that.
And Stoinis. I mean, he's probably one of the form players of cricket in Australia at the moment. He's just going great. Seconds.
I've got the Heat.
Yeah. Look, I mean, it's mouthwatering. Chris Lynn and Brendan McCallum. I mean, you just they're two of the first players you'd pick in any forms of cricket, aren't they?
Absolutely, and particularly in T20. There's no one you'd rather have.
No, exactly.
In years past, they have been a little bit weak, in particular in their fast bowling. But they get James Pattinson this year. If he can stay on the field, that is a monumental acquisition. Plus, you've got the likes of Mark Steckety there, who was the leading wicket taker only a couple of years ago.
I love him. I think he's terrific.
Outstanding. And also Ben Cutting, who is a player. I'm not sure if he's a batter or a bowler, but he is a good player. he will play somewhere, but he'll win a game for them on his own, no doubt.
I reckon this is the Heat season. Come on, Heat. Come on. Come on. All right, who's third?
I've got the Renegades.
Yeah.
Now, no Aaron Finch or Marcus Harris to start the year. I suspect they will get Finch back sooner rather than later.
He'll be there, yes.
So that will strengthen their team, no doubt. He's a different player when it comes to T20s and test matches. So that will strengthen their team, no doubt. But a big signing for them earlier in the year, they got Dan Christian. Dan Christian has been killing it all over the world since then. And with losing James Pattinson last year and the two openers out, he's going to have a monumental role in this team. He'll probably bat at three.
Played for the Heat a couple of years ago and was fantastic in the Heat season. I'm worried about the Renegades imports. I mean, there's only... who have they got? They've got Nabi, Gurney from England.
Yeah, Harry Gurney. I'm not sure much about Harry Gurney. Big raps on him, though, apparently, from over there. I'm yet to see him play, so I can't really know. Muhammad Nabi, though, he's outstanding, bats and bowls. He was the guy everyone last year was thinking, hang on, you've picked up an Afghanistan player, what are you doing? but he was outstanding last year, and at the end of last year, he had to leave to go play international duties, and they brought in Coram Pollard, and it was just the slippery dip started from there.
Yeah, that's right.
So he is vital to this team, there's no doubt.
All right, and fourth?
Fourth, I've got the Strikers.
Yeah, of course.
Their bowling lineup, I think, is the best in the competition, and Rashid Khan is outstanding.
Isn't he great?
He is the best. He is the best T20 bowler in the world.
Yep.
And
once again, made a massive impact last year.
Absolutely. Yep. Made a ton of money in the IPL, so he's living large at the moment for a 19-year-old. He's got an unbelievable future. He'll be here for the next 10 years playing Big Bash. And it's great to see these players from countries such as Afghanistan and Bangladesh and countries like that come over and absolutely dominate in these competitions. It's really good for the international game as well. So Rashid Khan, Travis Head is a big loss to that batting lineup, but I just couldn't go past their bowling lineup. That's going to win them games on its own. It's going to be tough to score more than 130 against them.
All right, Tom, that's your top four. Who wins the Big Bash 2018-2019?
I'm going to go a Heat Renegades final.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. I'm thinking Heat Strikers, but either way, Heat to win. Come on, this is the Heat season.
It'll be good.
Because remember, Chris Lynn had those injuries last season, so he wasn't 100%, but he's coming into this fit, and once again, Brendan McCallum, if Chris Lynn and Brendan McCallum fire like they did at times last season, we're unbeatable.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, they have strengthened their batting lineup even further this year. You know, Alex Ross is still there, obviously, but they get Marcus Labuschagne back. And also, I think Matt Renshaw will open the batting, so that'll provide some stability at the top of the order.
There we go. So the Big Bash season, we're away, and we'll keep an eye on it right through the season because it's an extended season. The final's in February, isn't it?
It's outstanding. Yeah. I think there's cricket on every day for the next 10 weeks.
I know, it's great. Bring it on.